We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon, everybody. Nice to see you, even on the computer screen. Today, I wanted to start out by, I think, giving just some opening remarks to somewhat summarize the press release that I know you all have, and to maybe add a little bit more than what you have seen in writing. Really, today is the culmination of long discussions with the Toronto Blue Jays, with Major League Baseball, with our partners, Mayor Brown in the city of Buffalo, and County Executive Mark Poloncarz in the County of Erie. And I think there's really three parts to what we wanted to help communicate today. Number one is, which I think is the most important, is the commitment by the Rich family, Bob and Mindy Rich, and the Toronto Blue Jays to jointly fund multi-million dollars worth of improvements to Salem Field that will make the second oldest ballpark in the minor leagues in the country the best player facility ballpark in the country when all is done. And the reason why that is so important is to back up a little bit. Minor League Baseball and Major League Baseball came to a new agreement just this past February. The old agreement expired. And there's many aspects to it, but one of the most important parts of the new agreement is that there are new facility standards for every ballpark, every minor league ballpark in the country. And there's a short timetable in which your ballpark needs to meet those new facility standards. Otherwise, you jeopardize losing your license, losing your team. And when those came out, we knew that this was going to be a challenge just because of the age of Salem Field, opened in 1988. And so when we began to talk to the Blue Jays about the possibility again of them playing here like they did last year, we came up with, I think, a great plan. We're fortunate to have partners like the Jays. I hope that they feel the same. And we said, let's really turn Salem Field into more than just temporary improvements like we did in 2020. Let's do something that leaves behind a legacy for what happened last year and what could happen this year. So ultimately that we in Buffalo have the long-term viability and long-term success of our franchise for years to come. And these changes, which we've highlighted in the press release, include brand new lighting system for the field, LED, state-of-the-art lights, new batting cages that'll be as good as any Major League Baseball park has for batting cages. We're moving the bullpens off of the field to beyond the right center field fence for player safety reasons. And then so much work is being done to totally redesign and revamp both clubhouses. When this project is completed, the Bisons clubhouse will shift over to the third base side of the ballpark. The visitors will then use the first base side. If you're familiar at all with the area downstairs where the batting cages used to be, that is all now going to be part of the Bisons clubhouse. We are at least going to double in size the player facilities. And it's not just walls and lockers. We're talking about amenities. We're talking about nutrition rooms, training rooms, weight rooms. We're talking about new HVAC and all new plumbing fixtures and something that is just going to make it a spectacular space for not only the Blue Jays if they play here this year, but for the future Blue Jays and the Bisons for many years to come. Mike Harrington wrote an article a while back about this possibility, and I remember reading the headline where he said, "It's complicated," and I thought that was the most understated headline I've ever written. Part of the complication, obviously, is in order to do this work, and the ballpark is a construction zone now, it would not allow for the Bisons to begin our season. And when we began talking to the Blue Jays about this, we weren't even sure there was going to be a minor league season. You know, it was in doubt. That if you remember, there was talk about starting major league spring training late and perhaps a shortened schedule at the major leagues. And eventually the minor league season did get delayed. It has not started yet. We'll be starting in May. And so we felt that the best course of action was to always have one foot, you know, in the present, but to have and look at how do we ensure that this ballpark and our community has the Bisons for years to come. I've been working with Bob and Mindy Rich for 35 years and the president of our group, Joe Segura. And one thing they have taught me is to constantly look at the future. When I was first hired, I remember the Riches saying, "What we are stewards of this game. We are here to ensure that the game of baseball thrives in Buffalo and Western New York for years and years to come, and that we never get to the point where we lose our team like we did in the 1970s. And so all of our decisions over the years that the Riches have made and the investments they have made have all been made to do that, to be good stewards of the game, to be good partners with Major League Baseball, to be good partners with our Major League affiliate. And I think that this could be maybe the best example of a partnership between those three groups. You know, when Pilot Field was built in 1988, it was lauded as a public-private partnership. And all around the country, people mimicked what was done in Buffalo. Hundreds of new ballparks were built because of the success of the ballpark that was built in Buffalo. And this continues that. We have had tremendous government support over the years from the city, from Mayor Brown, the Common Council, in providing capital money to keep our ballpark safe and keep it as a great place. And the Riches have invested millions of dollars over the years to do the same. And now we have a partnership with the Blue Jays that's allowing that to continue and to bring us to the next era of Buffalo Bisons baseball. A couple other things, obviously, again, want to thank Mayor Brown and the city for their cooperation in helping us to work through this challenging construction time. Although, you would think that all this can get done quickly. It can't. And they have been tremendous in working with us and all of the vendors. A lot of local vendors are being used in this project that are helping with the construction and all of the projects that are going on. So there's many, many positives to what is being built at Salem Field. And I also want to thank the Trenton Thunder. You know, the Bisons needed a landing place to be able to play. The Trenton Thunder was the first team that we heard from when the news broke that perhaps the Blue Jays might be coming to play in Buffalo and that it wouldn't be safe for the Bisons to share the stadium with the Blue Jays. Fortunately that was worked out, and we know that the Bisons will temporarily be in good hands in Trenton. Told them not to get used to it because they are our Bisons, but we will be watching from a distance and providing any support we can so that the AAA Blue Jays, the Bisons, can have the best possible experience while they are in Trenton. So I think that's all for Brad for my opening remarks, and be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mike. Along with that, just want to recognize that Bisons general manager Anthony Sprague is also on the call and available to answer any questions. So again, if you can use the participant tab to raise your hand, and I'll call on everybody individually, one question and a follow-up, and we'll start with Mike Harrington. Mike.
Hey guys, thanks for doing this today. Anthony, I want to address my question to you as the GM of the Bisons now. How does the work get split up, that your team is going to be in Trenton. How much work is done by the staff of the Trenton Thunder, and how much will you be in Trenton, or will people connected to the Bisons be there?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to certainly rely on the Trenton Thunder, their front office, and their experience in minor league baseball heavily through all this. You know, for the most part, they're going to handle everything, tickets, actual grounds crew running of the actual games. And we're still in discussion with them on what other help they need. And if we're going to send some folks, clubhouse guys, to go there to help out and assist. But the majority of the work and the heavy lift will be done by Trenton there. They'll work directly with the Blue Jays player development staff on all the changes that are typical there for minor league baseball. But we'll support as needed for sure.
And to follow up that, I've already gotten a ton of questions on Twitter about this. What happens in terms of internet broadcast, radio broadcast for Bisons games, and now that they're going to be in Trenton?
Yeah, and Trenton's going to handle that. There's really limited travel for any radio announcers and anything like that for minor league baseball. So it will be available, but it'll be through the Trenton radio. They're going to have the option to do that, and then through MILB TV as well. They've always done a really good job, really great broadcast there. So people still will be able to keep tabs on the Bisons through all that.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Can I ask something else, Brad?
Sure. Go ahead, Mike.
Mike Butchkowski, the question for when you look at the project of essentially reimagining the service level of the ballpark, how did it work out to decide to reverse the clubhouses, and how much of it was an outgrowth of just what the Blue Jays did last year and some of the space you found down there that you may not have really known existed?
Exactly, Mike. I think it grew out of our experience last year in hosting the Blue Jays and what they did. Last year, they actually took out those batting cages last year, moved them to the concourse. And it was just, when you're there, I guess you don't realize how much space that is until it's gone. You know, it's like when you clean out a room, you go, wow, look at all the room we have. And then how can we reimagine it? And we worked with the Blue Jays, a company called BAM that does a lot of work for Major League Baseball. They have been tremendous in helping us reimagine that space. So, if you're familiar with it now, the third base side will become the Bisons clubhouse someday when the Bisons return. And that clubhouse will wrap around all through the former batting cage area and provide just an unbelievable space for everything that the players will need, whether it's the Blue Jays or whether it's the Bisons.
And where do the batting cages and bullpens go now?
So the bullpens will be in right center field, kind of next to the scoreboard. There used to be, we had a few little tents there just beyond the right center field wall. It'll be a tiered bullpen. So the both teams will be in that same spot, like you see in many major league ballparks. The batting cage will be located where our grounds building used to be located. So as you just walk out of the service ramp, that's where the grounds building used to be. That's where the batting cages will be, and we'll be moving the grounds operation towards the back of the ballpark near the parking lot in the pavilion area.
Go ahead, Anthony. I know you wanted to throw one more thing as a side of that.
Yeah, and I do see we have another question popping up here. But one of the things that we wanted to address, and we're getting a lot of questions on social and emails of, what does that mean ticket-wise for our current ticket holders and potential tickets for for Blue Jay games, Bison games moving forward. We actually have a couple hours ago, we sent communication out to everybody. So if you If you're wondering, and check your email, if we have your email in any way, shape, or form, we sent you the email with frequently asked questions on plans for tickets. If you have credits with us, you have the option. You can use them for anything at Salem Field this year. You can push them to 2022. You can ask for a refund if you want as well, too, and we will take care of all that. We are still looking for final guidance, and we're going to make these decisions as we get closer to, potential games in June for fans, what those numbers are going to be, how procedures, and when we're going to put tickets on sale for baseball here at Salem Field. And the reason for that is, and we've talked about it, the second you put one person in one seat, the ripple effect of that is so great that we want to make sure we're making the best decision that we can possibly make as close as we can to when games are, so we can fit as many people as we can in the ballpark safely at Salem Field.
Yeah, and Anthony, I'd like to just add that is that obviously we will be working with the state and the county on whatever the guidelines are going to be. I don't think any of us can predict what the guidelines are going to be in a couple of weeks, let alone a couple of months. We're still in a pandemic. The pandemic still is forces many decisions to be made. And so as we get closer to that, we'll be working closely with the Blue Jays on all of those questions and exactly what we'll be able to do. The other point I'd like to make is that if there is a time where the Blue Jays are able to return to Toronto at some point during the season, our plan would be to return the Bisons from Trenton. So if the Blue Jays were fortunate enough to get home at some point, then we would bring back Bison baseball for the remaining part of the AAA schedule.
Okay, Jenna, I'll call on you to unmute and ask your question.
Yeah, so thank you for answering questions about tickets, because I know that was one thing I wanted to address. Just to build off of that, I guess from your guys' point of view, how difficult is it to put together this kind of season when there are so many unknowns, especially like you just mentioned, if the Toronto Blue Jays get to return to Toronto, you hope to bring back the Bisons. You don't really know when the Bisons can potentially play at Salem Field or when Toronto will come up here. How difficult is it planning this with just so many unknowns out there?
Jenna, it's been crazy. I thought last year was crazy. You know, there are so many questions, but when you look back at 2020, there came a point where the minor league season was canceled. And so we knew that. Then there came a point where the Blue Jays announced they were coming. There weren't going to be fans allowed, and they were going to be here for the whole year. And this year, there are more. We have worked on more scenarios in 2021 than 2020. And you can drive yourself crazy trying to figure them all out. And I lost track of how many there are. But yes, it's as I said earlier, very, very complicated and very fluid situation. You know, hopefully things continue to get better with the pandemic. Hopefully there's not a surge. Hopefully our numbers get better instead of worse. Hopefully Toronto can get back to Toronto. I mean, that's their goal. That's their city. That's where they want to play. And that's completely understandable. But when that happens and how much time we'll have to react to that, those are all things that we will cross those bridges as we come to them.
And then I'm sorry if this was already asked. Did you mention a timeline as far as the renovations, when those would be completed?
We didn't give a final timeline. They're underway. The goal is to have them done by the end of May. Now, of course, that will depend on what happens. They're off to a great start, and we're working very closely. Brian Phillips, our stadium operations manager, the city of Buffalo folks, Commissioner Comerford, Commissioner Finn from the mayor's office, doing everything we can to expedite it. So that it can be get done, the work can be quality, and it can be ready as soon as possible for whatever scenario comes in June.
Brian Frank, you have a question?
Yeah, hi, Mike and Anthony. Either one of you guys can answer this for me. My question kind of has a bit of a historical bent. I just wanted to confirm that any statistics that Bison players get while they're playing in Trenton, that those will count for record keeping purposes as official Buffalo Bison statistics. For example, if a player hits 25 home runs this season, that those will count in the Bison's official stats and media guide.
Yes, Brian, we can confirm that all stats, whether they're in Worcester brand new this year or Trenton, those will be Bison stats. The only it's a little tricky, but just consider them the Bisons when they're, you know, on the road for this year. Just in Trenton during those games, their home games, are they going to be referred to as the Trenton Thunder in there? For their branding purposes and to keep things as normal as possible for them in Trenton, New Jersey. But all stats, everything will be recorded as Buffalo Bison stats, Buffalo Bisons in the standings, every way, shape, or form, just not in their building.
Thank you, Anthony.
Mike, back to you if you have another question.
Anthony, two quick things. What went into the discussion about wearing the Trenton Thunder uniforms in all the home games? And the second thing would simply be, like Booch said, there's a lot of unknowns here. You may not have any Bisons games here this year. We don't know that. What's the challenge going to be if you go from August of 2019 to April of 2022 without a Bisons game in Buffalo, just to keep the brand alive and keep it in people's minds?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of back and forth through all these the different discussions, not only with the Jays, with Major League Baseball, with Trenton, but what we wanted to do is try and be respectful to every person involved in this scenario. Everyone's given a little bit on this, and that was one of the things we felt that they were asking for and that we could try and assist with. I could feel like if roles were reversed, we would probably ask for the same thing, to keep it as traditional as possible. When we were selling tickets, that we would want to be the Bisons, they wanted to be the Thunder, only in their building, only in that scenario. And we felt like it was something that we could work through with Major League Baseball, but everyone had questions through it and how a lot of things were going to work. But we're comfortable that we felt through it. And again, Trenton is a longstanding partner of minor league baseball, a very well-regarded group over there. And we feel confident that they'll do things the right way and have no doubts about it. As for, you know, your second part with Bison baseball being missing from Buffalo here potentially for a long time, I'm confident that we have the best brand in minor league baseball. We have, and by far the best fans in minor league baseball, that they're true baseball fans through and through. And no matter what happens, if we miss a couple of years here, it's challenging, no doubt. But the love that we have felt from fans through everything, missing last year, and how much they want to come to games, I have no doubts that next year, this year, whenever that time is, we'll be welcome back, and we're going to have the best promotional schedule, best promotions that we can always come up with. We're still the best family fun entertainment in Buffalo. And I think missing a couple of years, it will certainly, it's not ideal, but I think people will come back with no doubt, because again, we have the best fans in Buffalo and minor league baseball. I'm convinced of that. And on the other side too, with baseball fans, I think would embrace the fact that we can finally potentially have major league games here that they can attend. Last year, it was so odd with no fans. I mean, it was a once in a lifetime thing we all kind of talked about. But when the games were actually here and going on, it was the fans were missing. And I mean, you were here for everyone too. It's such an odd circumstance to not have fans, but coming back to this and giving them the ability to actually come and actually enjoy it and not have to dangerously stand on the throughway to try and catch a peek of it. That was one of the things, factors that we thought about was, you know, if we can share this with the city of Buffalo, it was something we wanted to do as well.
Thank you.
Jenna, back to you.
Anthony, you know, just to build off that answer you just gave Mike, I was going to ask about fans. I just want to make sure to clarify. You said that you'd be able to, or not able to, but hopefully hosting fans in June, and that would be for potentially Blue Jays games, correct?
Right, and whatever the guidelines are at that point, then that's what we would follow.
Okay.
Right. So, that is the hope. Yeah.
Okay. So then just to build off that, I mean, you mentioned, we remember attending the opener last year and there were people standing on the throughway just to try and get a glimpse of Major League Baseball in Buffalo. It's such a unique thing for these fans to enjoy. So just to again, build off Mike's question and the answer you gave to Mike's question, but how great is it just to at least give baseball fans in Buffalo the opportunity to not just attend a game, but maybe pique their interest in baseball a little bit by getting this opportunity and then potentially having them interested in attending a Bisons game in the future because of the experience they've had.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the factors that we thought of through all this was if we can allow fans to enjoy Major League Baseball here, something that I know was a dream for a lot, you know, Bob and Mindy Rich for sure. We were so enjoyed last year to have Major League Baseball here. But again, it was missing the fans enjoying it as well, too. So if we're able to do that and all, you know, openly, we're trying to do that. And that's going to be one of the main goals of why we're doing this. I think it'll certainly build the baseball brand in Buffalo even more. I think it's already a baseball town. You know, when we hosted the All-Star game, you know, a few years ago, it showed me truly that this is a baseball town. And the ability to have Major League Baseball here, I think it'll be certainly a very hot ticket if we're able to do it and when we're able to do it. But I think it'll be a memorable thing for any kids, any adults that, hey, I remember that year when we actually got to go see Major League Baseball there. It'll be a really time-stamped, enjoyable moment that hopefully we can share with everybody.
Yeah, and Anthony, just to build on that just a little bit, probably half of the Blue Jays team played in Buffalo at some point, so our fans will know many of those players. But we've talked about the beginning at the very outset when we signed with the Blue Jays, you know, years ago. We wanted to create this baseball corridor from Toronto to Buffalo, and I think we've done a great job. Both teams have helped market each other, promote each other. You know, we have – at our high point, about 25% of the people that purchased individual tickets for Bisons games were coming from Southern Ontario, you know, to see the future Blue Jays. And so this is just kind of a new twist on it that if it happens, if fans can come in and if the Jays come, that, you know, you'll be able to not see the future Blue Jays. You'll be able to see the actual Blue Jays. And I think our partnership, like I said from the beginning, has been great. What we did last year strengthened it. And I know whatever we do this year, however this works out, I just look forward to working with them for many years to go. Many of you know we have a strong personal relationship with the president, Mark Shapiro, who goes back to our days with the Cleveland Indians, and Ross Adkins, same thing from the Indians. And they're great people to work with. And I think all of this, however it works out, is only going to make that future brighter for us.
And then just one final question I had, you know, typically during a Bison season, you guys employ so many Bison seasonal employees. If the Blue Jays were to come, you would allow fans in the stadium if they were allowed in. Would you potentially then be able to bring back some of those seasonal employees and get them working again and get them back, you know, to the one place that they kind of call a second home?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That would be, if fans are in, obviously we're going to depending on what the guidelines are, be able to provide safe services. And whether that's our ushers or our ticket takers, our concessions workers, our maintenance staff, and those go along with what Anthony said earlier. Those are the people that we missed as well last year. You know, there's a certain rhythm to coming to a Bisons game. When you come in, you kind of see the same ticket taker, the same usher. They become part of your baseball family as a fan. And we weren't able to do that last year. So that would be definitely, Jenna, another added benefit of bringing the ballpark back to life.
I mean, it's just me. I think, you know, it'd be great to see Conehead in the stands again. Yeah. It'd be great at a Blue Jays game. So thank you for answering that.
Yeah.
We'll turn it over to Nick Veronica now. Nick.
Hey, a question for Mike, I think, about the renovations in the stadium. Last year, I think nationally, when the Blue Jays were here, there was talk about the run environment in the stadium being high. And maybe that was a little unfounded or blown out of proportion by some early high scoring games. But was anything conveyed to you about anything that can be done to make the stadium play lower scoring, or the field? Is anything on field going to be changed?
Dimensions will not be changed. So nothing that's going to really affect the play of the game. Brad can probably answer this a lot better than I can, but I think by the time last season was over, we were middle of the pack in terms of home runs. I think our ballpark played very fair. I think it's one of the reasons why the Blue Jays chose Buffalo last year is because when you look at other minor league ballparks and you look at the amount of home runs that are hit in those ballparks, you put major league teams in some of them, they would have set records. I also think at that time when it was happening, the Blue Jays were the hottest team and hottest hitting team in baseball. Everybody was, I mean, what Teoscar Hernandez did and what those guys did, I thought was great. There's no doubt, though, in Buffalo in April and May, it's tough to hit home runs. It's not a hitter's ballpark. But as the summer months get on and the humidity goes up and the winds come off of Lake Erie and blow towards left field, right-handers can have some pretty good days at our ballpark. But overall, I think it ended up playing very fair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.